right.
All right, folks.
Welcome to the Mono A Mono Show here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono A Mono.
I'm DJ Ad-Rock.
And I'm DJ Steele.
And we are broadcasting to you from CKMS in the heart of Waterloo, Ontario, Canada, across the street from a fine Indian restaurant.
That we shall rename nameless.
Shall remain nameless. That's exactly right. It shall remain nameless.
Well, no, that's what it's called.
Oh, dear. Thank you for listening, Mono Amigos. We've entered the second hour of the Mono A Mono Show. So if you've stuck with us this long, congratulations. You made it. You're halfway through. If you're new to the program, welcome. We're glad to have you along for the ride. The format of this show is unique in concept, except a whole bunch of people are copying us now. But that's cool. You know, the sincerest form of flattery is imitation. So each week, DJ Steele and myself have a theme. We pick four songs based upon that theme, and we battle it out here in the Sound FM studios, home of the Sound FM Steeler. And then at the end of the show, one of us is victorious. How do we determine that, you ask? Well, you go to www.monoamonoradio.com, and the loyal Mono Amigos vote for whichever's DJ selections they like best.
Yes.
Did I get that right?
And
intern DJ Pikey Pete.
100%.
Yes.
They can also vote on Twitter at Mam Radio is the thingamajigger.
And Facebook at some long URL ending with Mono A Mono Radio.
Yeah.
Starting with Facebook.
Yeah.
And then something
else. No W's.
You don't even have to use W's in today's URL browsers.
Yeah, in most of them, like Firefox.
And Chrome.
Yeah. So we have got quite the battle, though, today. So this battle was coming down the pike.
We certainly do.
It was coming down about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And then it was kiboshed.
It was kiboshed.
By?
You.
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 You, because you hadn't seen it.
Yeah. That may have been important.
Okay.
So.
Okay. And
then last week, I had to tend to the lady fox who almost died.
Right.
So, that happened.
Yeah. And so then it's falling here.
Yeah. And then, as part of her recovery, I took the lady fox to this
recovery.
That I could
participate
in this battle this evening.
Yeah.
Nice. Now, we've been using a lot of pronouns, DJ Steele.
Oh,
do you want to inform the loyal Mono Amigos what we're referring to with all these pronouns?
Okay, so what we're referring to, and people may, you know what, we may not even need to, because the loyal Mono Amigos would probably know just from listening 2 weeks ago and probably wrote it down. But what we're talking about is the Lego Movie Battle.
That's right. That's what we're doing.
So we were saying we were going to battle out songs based upon the Lego Movie theme.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's... and it's been rated huge on IMDb.
And Rotten Tomatoes. It's 96% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Like nuts.
It's crazy. Have you seen it, DJ Pikey Pete?
I've seen the commercials, but I really want to watch it.
Uh-oh.
It's great.
And there may be a couple spoilers in this podcast.
Yes, there will be at least two, but not real spoilers.
No, but just think, like you were saying, I don't want to hear anything about it.
That's
there
right.
There will be little things.
About it.
Yeah.
Yes.
In here.
About it.
Because how can you do a Lego battle without it being about the Lego
movie?
Battle.
Right. Battle.
Right.
Okay.
So...
Shall we do it?
Yeah, let's rock, scissors, paper it up to see who goes first.
This is going
to
be like a cross.
I know, I'm going to do left-handed,
DJ Pikey Pete's doing the sliders today. He needs to put his earphones on, though. So he's going to work the sliders. He's just come back from reading week, so he's a little bit... his brain is full of knowledge now because he didn't party at all. So that knowledge of the board may have been pushed out because of the knowledge that he took in, and not because of the partying that he did. So DJ Steele is actually across the room from me. So this is going to be a long distance paper gun scissors.
Okay, ready?
One, two, three,
rock!
Gun!
Oh, wait, paper, gun, scissors. Yeah, there and is gun no
beats,
rock.
Gun beats
but
rock.
There was no rock.
Exactly, so I win again. Because you can't follow directions.
What's gun?
I just
would,
made it up.
Would paper have beaten gun? Or
yeah.
Would have scissors beaten gun?
Paper would have beat gun.
Yeah?
Because you'd shove the paper down the barrel of the gun and it wouldn't be able to fire.
Oh, that would make it,
it would
shoot
render,
backwards.
It would render it useless.
Yeah. Okay.
So anyways, you lost.
Okay. And
we don't need to go through the semantics of and the different variations of winning and losing and whatnot.
Okay, so am I first or are you going to go first?
I'm deferring to you.
Okay, I'm going to go with the Tegan and Sarah
side. No! No, you're not! No!
What do you mean, no?
No, you're not.
What do you mean?
Unless it's a different one than the one I'm playing.
What
I already
mean?
Called it.
Called it. I didn't
Jackass.
Get this. I didn't get this. I'm looking it up now.
I got an R, which means you read my message.
Oh, I...
Don't pull
there
this
it
crap.
But don't. I said 2 weeks ago I called it.
Fine, then I'm going first.
All right, fine. Actually, I don't care. Do you want to go first? Fine, I'll play the Batman Darkness song.
I even found it for you.
Fine, play it.
Ass lunch.
Ass lunch. This is the Darkness song that Batman sings while the credits are going up, as well as earlier in the thing to impress his lady friend. Here it is on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a Mono. Do you know the name of it? Batman. Darkness.
Yes, this is real music. Dark, brooding, important, groundbreaking. Check out the lyrics. Darkness. No. More darkness, get it? The opposite of light. Black hole. Curtains drawn. In the basement. Middle of the night. Blacked out windows. Other places that are dark. Black suit. Black coffee. You get it, that's just the first verse. Darkness. No parents. Super rich. Kinda makes it better.
All right, there it is. Some Darkness by Batman, I guess.
By Batman.
If you go to the Lego movie, he's impressing the girl, and he plays the song while flying the bat plane.
The Batmobile.
Batmobile. Yeah, I thought it was in the Bat Flyer.
No, because when they get to the medieval land, and the Bat Plane transforms into when they get to Middle Zealand,
ah.
The Bat Plane transforms into the Batmobile, and like he's like, check out the woofers that I just got put into this thing.
Nice, yeah. And then that one's also playing as the credits are going up. So there it is, Darkness, right here on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono. What do you got to follow that up? Maybe some Tegan and Sarah?
Nope. No, I don't, actually.
Oh.
Hey, you know what?
What?
That song's Canadian.
What, that Darkness song?
Yeah.
Why? Who's it actually by?
Well, Will Arnett sings it. Who's
oh.
the voice of Batman, and Will Arnett's Canadian.
Nice.
There you go. Nicely done. Okay, my first song. What was the movie called again?
Lego.
Oh, so I'm going to play Lego by the Maccabees.
Nice.
See what I did there?
Yeah. Same word?
Yeah.
Same word.
It works because the movie is about Lego.
Yeah.
And this song is titled Lego.
Lego. Spelt the same?
L-E-G-O. Lego.
All capitals.
So here we go. This is the Maccabees from their album Colored In with Lego. Here in the Lego battle on 100.3 Sound FM, Mono and Mono!
out to church. Hallelujah. Look right and cross the road, but hold my hand. Look left, look right, cross the road and hold my hand.
Some Maccabees with their song Lego right there on Sound FM 100.3 Mono a Mono.
You've entered the Lego battle. So there you go.
There
Lego. Did you hear about him singing about how he can't build a robot now because the pieces aren't there anymore?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
That's sad.
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
But hey, that's what you got to deal with.
Some people love Lego so much.
It's true.
Yeah. They even love it so much they like kissing the pieces.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, tell.
That's how much some people, like...
Some people want to kiss Lego.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Haven't you ever experienced that? Like, a little kid loves it so much, they just want to, they want to kiss Lego.
No.
No? Well... My son's pretty into it, so
yeah.
maybe that's just.
Does he kiss his Lego?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
A lot?
Not a lot, but just when he's really gets a new set, he'll like kiss the box and maybe a brick.
That doesn't concern you at all.
No.
Okay.
But I'm gonna get into a track called "Light Kissing Bricks."
Nice.
Right here. By.
He doesn't even know who it's by.
By Kitchens and Bathrooms.
Nice.
Off their Utter a Sound album. Here it is, right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a Mono.
These walls fall apart.
right? There it is. Some kitchens and bathrooms right there with their track Light Kissing Bricks right here on Sound FM 100.3. This is the Lego Movie Battle.
Yes, it is.
And everything they make, they call them bricks.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's why.
Did you know, I don't know what you're thinking about while you're thinking about.
I'm thinking about bricks.
Yeah. You know that orange thing that comes with big sets?
Yeah, the tip puller aparter.
It's called, I didn't know this. Did I, how did you know it was a piece separator?
It's actually, I have one.
It's called a brick separator, but it doesn't say that anywhere in the instructions.
But I know what it is.
Yeah, how did you know?
Because I know what it is.
But did someone tell you?
DJ Seabass actually told me.
Oh.
When he got one once.
How did he know?
And the Lady Fox knew too, from her brother's Lego sets.
Weird.
Sorry to burst your bubble there, pal.
We've had like five of them, and
You've never known what they were?
No.
You always thought they were duckbills?
Well, no, I didn't know what they were.
You always thought they were duckbills, didn't
you? But then we had, so this was last year. We had a Lego birthday party.
Oh, yeah.
And
my invitation must have been lost in the mail.
Well, it was like a school party. You don't go to a school.
I do. Never mind. That was a bad joke. That's going to be a really bad joke.
So DJ Go Galicia set it up. We went to his thing. And the guy at the end of the night, because you build all the stuff, is using the brick separator to separate all the pieces.
Wait, so you can like hire a guy? It's through the it's at the Lego store.
Right. There's
I think that's how DJ Seabass knew about it, from the Lego store.
Oh. Yeah. Alright.
Anyway, so yeah, you use the Lego separator or the brick separator to separate the bricks.
That's right.
And for those who haven't seen the Lego movie, who may have been familiar with like previous Lego TV shows or anything like that. Those are all, they look like the Lego pieces, but they're all animated.
Yes.
The Lego movie is actually made out of Lego pieces. So I can't wait for the DVD or Blu-ray to come out so that I can watch like the making of the Lego movie.
And I feel like there's gotta be a lot of hidden clips that will be on the DVD that weren't, because I feel like in the commercials, you know, when they're saying the exceptional builders or whatever, I forget exactly what they call them.
Yeah.
But I feel like there were more.
Master builders.
Yeah, the master builders. There were more references in the commercial than were in the actual movie.
I don't think so.
I think that
I'm sorry to have to disagree with you, but I
feel like there were.
I don't agree with you.
Yeah.
Anyways,
I feel like the word
the very essence of Lego is the brick, though, mm-hmm. is what I'm getting at.
Yeah,
that's what the master builders need in order to build these masterful Lego creations. They need bricks. So I'm gonna play a song by Ben Folds 5 called Brick.
Okay.
And it's about a brick.
How does that apply to the Lego theme? No, I'm just kidding. Okay,
well,
play
you, you're because such, you are such a card.
I get it, because you need 5 bricks to make something.
All you need is like 2 bricks.
Oh, okay.
That's it. Yeah.
Then you made a square.
Whatever. Yeah. Here we go. This is Brick by Ben Folds 5 here on 100.3 Sound FM. Mono a mono.
Maybe fold to my brick.
Folds. Yeah, I could fold 5 bricks and make it into something.
Yeah, Ben does it.
Yeah.
Six AM, day after Christmas. I throw some clothes on in the dark. The smell of cold, car seat is freezing, the world is sleeping, I am stairs to her apartment. She is balled up on the couch. Mom and Dad went down to Charlotte.
So then I run over and I check the table, and sure enough, the sheet matches the score, right?
Right. Yep.
Okay, so the sheet matches the score. So there is no missing 3-point shot. Oh, wait. But well, okay, we'll get back to
there
that.
There is no missing 3-point shot?
Yeah, because you know how the parents were saying.
So then what happened?
So then I walk over and I say, what?
Oh, that's what it was.
What was it?
One of the sliders was like fuzzing.
Oh.
But it wasn't the one that the music is coming out of currently, the background music.
It was,
music. It was a different one.
Yeah.
So both Pikey Pete and I were like, what the heck's going on?
So you were throwing
what
him a curveball.
What's going on here?
Just to test
Hey,
him.
It's 9:30, which means that, hey, we're right in the middle of our battle here, our Lego movie battle. But following our show, you need to stick around for the electrifying sessions of DJ Jeffy Jeff.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, go on. So,
no,
there's
so
no
let's
three
get
missing.
Into this.
Oh.
Or do you want to hear the end?
Fine. Just go play your damn song and then finish the story
so,
after.
What people like doing with Lego, and this is kind of a theme throughout the movie as well, is that it is okay to break apart and rebuild things.
That's right. And it doesn't, you don't always have to follow the directions.
Right. And a lot of the time it's guys that are into Lego. Girls are in, there's like now girl Legos, like Lego Friends and things like that. So it's mainly, I would say, a testosterone buildup. But there's also that idea of destroying and rebuilding and destroying and rebuilding. What? Do you know what I'm getting to?
Yeah, you're going to play some Age of Electric.
That's right! With their track Testosterone Buildup. But also, what does it say around the top of the... Well, it says it on the CD. It doesn't say on the MP3s anymore.
Destroy, rebuild, destroy, rebuild.
That's right. So here's some Age of Electric with their track Testosterone Buildup right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono! Right, there you have some Age of Electric with their track Testosterone Buildup right there on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono! That's what they taught me to do. Destroy, rebuild. Destroy, rebuild.
Don't worry, you'll get it. It screwed you up because it was in the middle of repeating.
Didn't screw me up one bit.
Okay, my next song, my three-quarter pole song.
Yeah.
Because you just played your three-quarter pole
song?
Yeah,
that's what I did.
I'm going to let you pick my three-quarter pole song.
All right.
That's how strongly I feel in my selections.
All right.
Okay? So, in the Lego Movie, there are two main characters.
I was wondering what you were doing. Okay.
One is a spaceman named Ben.
Yes.
And another is...
I liked him. That my
he was, he was one of my favorite characters.
Yeah. And the best part was... I don't want to give it away, but at the end, when he was actually able to...
To complete his task.
Yeah.
Or to contribute.
Yeah. That was one of my favorite parts.
Yeah. Okay, so I have a feeling I know which way you're going to go then. And then another main character is a master builder and the kind of the romantic interest of the main character, Emmett Wildstyle, or Lucy.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to let you pick, based upon those characters, which one you liked better. And depending on your selection, that will decide which song I'm going to play.
Well, I liked both of them, but I liked the spaceman. And I think mainly because I probably had a lot of those 80s spacemen or whatever.
I still do. Yeah. DJ Seabass thinks that when he saw like the preview, he thought it was hilarious because he's got a bunch of them because I gave him my old Lego.
Yeah, and those guys are awesome.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the selection there. So... For those, I'll just say what I was going to play. I was going to play Wild Style Method by Bass Nectar because of Wild Style. Wild Style's method of building.
But you wanted the Bass Nectar.
You did. So you've disappointed. I know you just lost the vote of.
No, you did.
I didn't.
You lost that one because you're not playing it.
No, I didn't because you.
I'm
you
sabotaging
made
yours.
No, you made
that's
the choice.
What I'm doing!
Anywho, so I'm not playing that one.
Because that's my knockout punch now!
Is it? Oh. So instead, I'm going to play, because another name for a spaceman would be a rocket man, because they're out in space. So I'm going to play Rocket Man. The song was written and originally recorded by Elton John, but I'm going to play a covered by Maynard Keenan, the lead singer of A Perfect Circle.
Interesting.
And Tool.
I would like to hear that one.
Well,
too.
You are going to hear it. So here it is. Rocket Man by Maynard here on 100.3 Sound FM. Mono and Mono.
You pushed the wrong button.
Keep going there. Get it up there.
I'm raise your kids. Just my job, 5 days a week, a rocket man.
Right, there it is. Some Maynard Keenan with Rocket Man.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that version
before.
Did
you like it?
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
I can't believe you brought your vinyl from home of that song to play it.
Yeah.
Well, in the event that I chose it. Because I could have chosen the other one.
Well, I had both of them ready.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what you call preparation.
Preparation H, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. A preparation A in this case.
Yeah.
Because I'm DJ Ad Rock.
Yeah. But, yes, for the Lego battle, that's where the H was coming from. So, are you ready to open the vault?
I am.
We got to do it twice, I guess, for both vault openers.
Yeah, because for those who have just recently joined us, we've got our lady friend back.
Yep.
Who normally opens the vault for us, but in the past few weeks, DJ Pikey Pete has gotten used to his role as the official voice of the vault, and so he's taken a little bit of an exception to the fact that we've now replaced him. So
we're
going to have a little bit of a contest. You can go to our website, www.monoemonoradio.com, and decide on which vault opener's voice you prefer.
Yeah, that's right. And so tonight you're not only voting for which DJ, DJ Ad Rock or DJ Steel's selections you like, you're also voting for the vault opener that you like. What's your ex-girlfriend's name?
Malva.
Malva or DJ Pikey? You keep saying Pikey Pete, but
Pikey Pete.
We went just with Pike.
Oh, whatever. It's our show.
like how... last week, the guy kept forgetting DJ Jeffy Jeff's
name. Yeah, Jeffy G. DJ Jeffy G.
I can't
wait for the electrifying sessions with DJ Jeffy G tonight.
I know. It's going to be so good, I think. I was wondering what that was. Okay, here we go. It is now time for
the Knockout Punch!
Access granted.
Okay.
There's one. There's one. It is now time for
the Knockout
Access granted.
Ooh, there we go. Okay,
so you can either tweet us at @mamradio or go to the website, which I already said, or go to Facebook and let us know. Or you can call us at 884-2567 and tell us which vault opener's voice you like best.
That's right. All right, I can't get into a backstory on my knockout punch.
Why? Because it sucks so bad?
No, because the idea is so good, but what I want, I don't want to give away any of the story. So what I want people
to do... The story of the Lego movie?
Yes.
Okay.
So the battle is the Lego movie.
Yeah.
This one, people are going to, for people who haven't seen it, they're going to be like, huh? Huh?
Yeah, they're going to be like, what the huh?
Yeah, what the huh?
What's he going on about
yeah.
here?
Yeah. And then they're going to see
it. I'm not voting
it.
For this guy.
Yeah, and then they're
going
to...
I don't know what he's talking about.
They're going to watch the movie and be like, oh, damn, that was enlightened. Like, that
mind
just blowing. Yeah, right there.
Mind, period, blown, yeah. period.
Okay, so the track I'm going to go into right now, and it's a damn good track, is the Stone Temple Pilots with their song Unglued. Right here on Sound FM 100.3, Mono a Mono.
Shifty.
There it is, some Stone Temple Pilots with their track Unglued, right there on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a Mono! That was DJ Steele's Knockout Punch, DJ Adrock!
I love it when you talk about yourself in the third person.
I know, that's why I do it always at Knockout Punch time.
It's so...
Because then you
What's
bring...
What's the word?
You bring me up more.
Humble.
Yeah.
Okay, my Knockout Punch... Not only is the theme song from the movie, the Lego movie, it's also got a very good message. It's a song, but it's also, it's a way of life. It's a
More
frame of
song.
Mind.
Yeah.
It's a, I think Ram Dass would probably really like this song and its message.
I'd have to listen to all the lyrics, but maybe the chorus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely the chorus. I think, being that he hasn't seen the movie yet, once he hears this song, DJ Pikey Pete won't be the same ever again. He's going to be forever changed. So, without further ado, here is... Here is the theme song from the Lego Movie by Tegan and Sarah. This is Everything Is Awesome.
Right here on Sound FM 100.3. Mono a mono.
Get my body in charge, the frostin'. 3 years later, I shot the frostin'. Smelling like a blossom, everything is awesome. Stepped in mud, got new brown shoes. Thoughts from the wind and it's awesome to lose. Thoughts from the loom. Thoughts from the loom.
Everything is better when we stick together. Side by side, you and I.
I'm living out my dream every week when I'm here on the Mono a Mono show, folks.